All right, first of all, Trisha, you didn't hit a shot all game until the last couple minutes of the game. Can you tell me what was going through your head when you hit both of those three-pointers?
I was open, so I shot it. And, you know, when you're shooting, you just got to have confidence that you're going to make it. I hadn't made a single shot all game, and I was open. And I knew it was going to go in. Like, I just was confident, and I knocked it down.
When you guys were down 58-46, you know, what was the coach telling you, and what were you guys thinking to try to get back into the game?
I mean, they all had confidence in us the whole time, the entire time. Starting from Monday, we decided we were going to win this game. So even, you know, we're down 12, doesn't matter. We're going to fight back, and we can be down 25, and we're still going to be fighting back. And we just had the confidence in our team that we have the talent, we can get the stops, we can get the shots.
Ciara, it seemed like you guys could go down low whenever you wanted to. What did you see, or how were you able to get position on them on the inside?
Well, it was just a lot of running and transition, and they were so busy guarding the shooters out there that they were forgetting about little me inside. And it was really the guards just being able to make good passes and get the ball inside.
You guys seemed to be in their passing lanes a lot and caused a lot of turnover. Was that something that you stressed in practice during the week to try to shut them down?
We're more in, like, we try to be in the gaps so they can't drive. And if we're high enough in the gaps, we can make the read and get up in the passing lanes. And then we also focus on keeping our hands high. And we got a lot of tips, and that's how we got a lot of steals. We just got our hands on the ball and made the quick read, and they drove.
Becky, what did you see on that last defensive stand when you were able to get the steal?
Well, honestly, I did what I wasn't supposed to do. We were supposed to bump high, go low, and I missed the bump. So I decided that I had to switch because I saw T got completely picked. Was it you? Clance got picked off, so I had to go. And I just saw the ball in the air and snatched it, basically.
You guys ever remember being a part of a comeback like this against a team of this caliber?
Oh, yeah.
Michigan Tech, a couple of years ago.
It was 2 years ago here. Our sophomore year, your freshman year, we were down big and came back again strong. And we've been down, I know it sounds bad, but we get down. Yeah, we might get down 15. They hit their run, and then we go on our run and fight back. And we always, not always, but, I mean, we
never give up.
Exactly. I'm sorry. I'm like, still going crazy in my head.
Any other?
What about keeping that high level? You guys have had some big games against some really good teams. And what about smoothing it out? What do you guys have to do to keep it at that high level?
Well, if you've seen it in our practices have definitely picked up. I don't think I've ran so much in my life. Our practices are extremely high intensity. It's so competitive that because if you lose, you're going to run. So they're so competitive, and no one wants to do that 10-60. So that we have the high intensity, no matter if we're doing a 3-on-3 drill or 5-on-5, 1-on-1. I think that has helped, even though I hate to say that we're going to have to keep around 10-60s now. But, I mean, our practice, our 2 weeks, our intensity has just been outrageous, and clearly it's flowed into the past two
weeks. Yeah, it just helps us to focus more on what we have to do and keep our minds in the right spot, I guess.
Did you guys ever feel discouraged in this game?
I mean, you're always going to have your ups and downs, so I mean, there are times, but we always find a way, you know, Becky, T, someone saying, come on, guys, let's go, we're going to get back. So we just find a way always to fight back.
No one ever says we're going to give up. No one ever says we're going to lose. When we were down 5, I think it was, the group were like, we're about to hit these threes. We're about to score on this one, get a stop, score. And that's when we had a layup, and then Trish hit the 2-3. So, you know, we said we were going to do it, and we did it. So it just... So happy right now.
Cool. Thanks. Congratulations.
Thank you.